Aleishu Chelek Beis Reish Dalet, the eighth Vaad. Kemoish Nemar Olam Chesed Yibone, just as that Pasuk in Tehillim tells us that the world is built on Chesed, or that Chesed builds worlds. Ne'emar Gamken Chochmos Banasa Beisa. It also speaks about building with wisdom in Mishlei. Shnehem Beyachad Mishtatfim Bivinyan Olam. It's the two in combination that build the world. HaChesed VeHachochma. Chesed and wisdom. Hevei Oimer, the conclusion is that im bechesed anu chafeitzim, if a person wishes to accomplish chesed, aleinu leislamed keitzad lases maseh chesed bechochma. A person has to train and practice how to do chesed with wisdom. Ad koi asaknu b'maseh chesed shelo haya shum koishi lemekabel chesed lekabloi. Thus far the exercises are focused on maseh chesed that the recipient had no problem in accepting. Kegoin hasboras ponim, we spoke about that, a cheerful greeting to others, o imasim ktanim she'en adam yisbayesh lekabel, some small acts, providing a book to someone, reserving a seat for someone, a sefer, these are things that a person is not embarrassed to receive. Ach pe'amim rabois misbayesh hanitzrach lekabel es hachesed, but many times it is not so. Many times the recipient is embarrassed to receive the chesed. Utzrichim liyishakeim la'asu yisoy. A person has to be wise in doing it. Be'oifen she'enoyach lekabel es hadavar, so that it can be received agreeably. Adin nefesh hanitzrach lechesef misbayesh lekabel matana. A person with a sensitive soul who needs money will be embarrassed to receive it as just a gift. Al zemru, regarding this, we are told, im lo yiritze b'matana, tein lo behalva'a. So try and give it as a loan, somehow, work through or around the problem. Ve'yesh mi shegam behalva'a in yiritze lekabel, those who do not wish to receive a loan either, utzerchim lishakem oid yoyse, kede lamtzi lo yisad ha'ush lo'y. And therefore one has to be even smarter to provide him with what he needs. Oyesei ba'al chesed shera'ayz chaviroi b'tzara. A Baal Chesed who sees a fellow Jew in trouble, he knew, we're talking about somebody who knew clearly that his friend, whatever it was, a fellow, would not receive that gift that he needed. So this is an incident. What did he do? He pretended to be very worried, anxious, so that the other fellow noticed this and asked, why are you so worried? What is this terrible expression? Expression on your face. And the other fellow needed to ask him over and over until he agreed to reveal what was bothering him, troubling him. And then he revealed to him that in his town of birth there was an old, lonely man that he used to visit. That old man passed away. He left behind a will. He made him the caretaker. And left him a large sum of money to as the executor of the will. He continued explaining that he's very confused as to what to do with this money. Who should he give it to? He's not used to dealing with these matters. When this story was related, so his friend smiled and said, if that's the whole problem, I'm prepared to take the money as a loan. Right now, I need this amount. Miyad shalaf balchez mikisetzo kesef. He immediately took out a bunch of notes, voyishitoilo, and handed it over, vohidale moed, and thanked the recipient very much, sheitzi oisei mibuvuch hasoi, that he relieved his confusion. The recipient took it with joy. He had the feeling that he actually did chesed for the giver, for the donor. That's the type of chokhmah that we're speaking about. A whole ruse in order to make it easier for the recipient to receive the chesed. Second example, choyle. When it comes to somebody who's ill, often in our context, in somebody who's in hospital, is being visited, whatever. It's sometimes very embarrassing. It's just The reality of modern hospitals makes it embarrassing often to have visitors. V'chama adinus tzrichim legalois. How much sensitivity has to be used? Kedesh yergish etzmoi betoiv, so that the patient can feel well, afal pi she'atipul eino noach lo klal, even though the fussing around him is not all that convenient and not all that welcome necessarily. Yesera mizei, furthermore, lifamim gam ha-metapel atzmoi misbayesh b'ma she'tzerich la'aseh b'chole. Sometimes the person giving care is also embarrassed in what he has to do for the patient. V'zehu ha-chesed ha-amiti. That's the real chesed, la'aseh kol tzorchei ha-chole b'msirus b'ahava u'tivius, to do whatever the patient needs with devotion, love, and naturally. Eilehem shnei tzuim. These are just two illustrations. Eich tzirichim l'shatef es ha-chesed im ha-chokhmah. How one has to combine chesed with chokhmah. Uv chokhmas leiv ha-devarim amurim, the chokhmah of the heart, zei ha-nikres b'fei amuyos tact. It's what people call tact, to do chesed with tact. Tact zehu meziga me'adinus nefesh v'chokhmas lev. Tact is a combination, it's a fusion of sensitivity and wisdom. Ha-yislamdus b'zeh hi ma'abudes ha-kashayis shebamikdash. Training in this area, practicing here, is one of the most difficult things. This is a phrase from the Gemara, Avidas Kashis Sheba Mikdash. It's a very difficult exercise. Me'ata, acharei tkufa arukah she'anoskim b'midas ha-chesed. Now, after a lengthy period in which these exercises have dealt with midas ha-chesed, nechapeis ma'aseh chesed ka'ele. Now we have to search for such acts of chesed that need to be done with wisdom and tact. So here there's an initiative. One is to take the initiative and look for such ma'asei chesed. But at the very least, at least not to recoil, not to move back from such acts when they come into our hands, when they come to us, when they present themselves to us. So at the very least, not to recoil, and ideally to search actively. Possibly, in order to earn this, tzarich lios reidef tzedakah v'chesed. One has to pursue it. Of course, the author is referring to the pasuk that describes reidef tzedakah. He's hinting that this is the meaning of that pasuk. To pursue chesed is what we are talking about over here. Ve'haya, so it will be, im ya'aleh b'yadinu kol yom ma'aseh kazeh. If every day we come across such an act, na'aseh b'ratzin. So we should do it willingly. V'im lav, if not, if we can't quite come across such circumstances, nislamed hala b'masei chesed peshutim kasheh adata. We should continue training onwards with straightforward acts of chesed as we've done up to this vaad. Vaad teshi, the ninth. Naganu binyan reidev tzedakah v'chesed. So we touched on this concept of pursuing chesed. V'yigeh zman l'harich b'zeser. The time has come to elaborate. The pasuk in the prophet Micha, higid lecha ma toiv uma Hashem deresh mimecha. The prophet Micha, I think it's in Perek Vav, describes three things that Hashem wants. He condenses everything into three principles. Yeah, so it's mishpat and ahavas chesed and atzei aleches im Hashem lekecha. We're focusing on the one element, ahavas chesed. The love of chesed. Uviru chazal explain in Sukkot of Memtes, ahavas chesed zeik melus chasodim. Nimtzeinu lemedim mikan. What we learn here is ki gemelus chasodim tzricha litzmoach me ahavas chesed davka. Ultimately, gemelus chasodim has to sprout from a love of chesed. Zeu chidush lemaseh. This is really a chidush. Hare efshar lasus maseh chesed bli liyosev chesed. It's not absolutely required. A person can do chesed without being a lover of chesed. But lefi hagdaras chazal kan, based on this definition that Chazal gives us in Maseches Sukkah, ein ze adayin chesed gamur. It's not complete. It's not perfect. Chesed bli ahavas chesed ubivchinas derech eretz. Chesed without a love of chesed is still the aspect of derech eretz. It's not a perfect chesed. There are many good deeds that are just part of the parsha of Derech Eretz, not really chesed. Meforash amu chazal. Chazal teaches explicitly, this is a midrash, bilula vashemen, the simple pshat, we're talking about a korban, the flour is mixed with oil. Chazal darshan zoi hatira shitzricha livloil b'masim tovim. Torah has to be mixed with masim tovim. Kehid etanina, like the Mishnah, in Pekei Avos, yafet talmud Torah im derech eretz, shigias shneim mashkachas avoin. The author explains, be'aru Chazal atzmam. Chazal explains the Mishnah b'Avos, ki hakavana b'derech eretz hi l'masim tovim. Yeah, they call it ma'asim tovim, and then they equate it with derech eretz in the Mishnah. So you see over here that sometimes ma'asim tovim are begeder derech eretz. They're not yet motivated by love of chesed, and therefore they're not a perfect chesed. V'ine livlilas Torah ma'asim tovim. To accomplish what this Chazal is speaking about, mixing up Torah with ma'asim tovim, dai b'ma'aseh chesed shem b'vchinas derech eretz. It's sufficient to do acts of chesed which are the aspect of derech eretz, ve'einam nivim me'avas chesed davka. They don't stem specifically from a love of chesed. Ach gmilus chesedim shleima, however, it's a different category. When we speak about gmilus chesedim, a perfect bestowal of chesed, bevadai hi'aba me'avas chesed davka. That has to specifically come from a love of chesed. Ad koi asaknu b'masei chesed. So thus far, what we've dealt with are acts of chesed. Hislamadnu lir'ois esachaseh lazulas. One exercise right at the beginning was just to see, to perceive, to be sensitive to that which the other person is lacking. Ve'latzeis ketzas me'anochi shelanu. To leave, to some extent, to a little extent, our selfishness. Hislamadu b'haras panim. We trained and practiced haras panim b'masim ketanim shel chesed. Then we practiced small acts of chesed. V'lachavona b'masim adorshim chokhmah v'takt. And finally, the last vaad was about acts that require wisdom and tact, sensitivity. Kama chodashim asak mivar b'masechet zoyi. We've dealt with this issue for a number of months. Noichachnu gam ladas. We also learned ki hashigra b'emulmada erev eslanu. That routine, being used to it, also lurks as a danger in this area. Tamid mechadash utzrachnu lilachem neged hanetiyah la'aseh ma'asim kedei latzeis yedei hakabalah. Every time, anew, we needed to fight against the tendency to do things just to fulfill my obligation of this Kabbalah, of this commitment that I made. This is an exercise, I'm a part of this vada, just to be yoitze, ve'az niyu ma'asim yevishim, and then it becomes a dry act. Lamadnu gam musar l'inanei chesed. That was the suggestion that the author made, to learn articles of musar that have to do with chesed. Gam lamadnu ma'amarim ha'me'irim u'malhivim b'inanei chesed. We learned essays that inspire and enthuse us in inanei chesed. The question is, ha'im nos'er rabanu b'meshech hazman ahavas chesed. Over this time, over these months, has this awoken within us a love of chesed? Haim hirgashnu b'kirbenu cheshek la'azoyer, lehitiv. Did we feel within ourselves a cheshek, a desire, an aspiration, a push, a drive to help, to bestow? Im omnam itzlachnu b'islamdus shelanu adkoi. If we've been successful in our training thus far, umaseinu loynish aru yevishim, and our acts have not remained always dry, kim'at lo yitachen. It's almost impossible, shelo yimatz'a avida zechen b'einenu, that we haven't started to like this avodah, v'yischanu le'ehev isen. The first glimmers of love have begun. Davar gadol ye'ahavas chesed. Ahavas chesed is something which is great. Ki ve'oir ponecho nosat alon Hashem elokeinu, toiras chayim ve'ahavas chesed. From the tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu es ha'toirah, ve'haya efshar lekeim mitzvaseh kedei latzeis yedei chayav isen. It's possible to fulfill the mitzvos in order to fulfill the obligation, liyois shemrei mishpat vesuloi, just to fulfill what's necessary and nothing more. Ach hu yizborach nasanu nes ha'toirah be'oir ponav yizbor. He gave us, Chazal say, be'oir panav. That's a profound expression. V'zeh hechiyanu nes ha'toirah. He makes the Torah alive, vital, v'chiyah oyison. It brings life, it pumps life into us. V'niyasah Torah k'deshah Torah chayim. We describe it as a Torah of life. Kama v'chama mitzvah yistivanu no HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'serasu ben Adam l'chaviroi. Many, many mitzvahs the Torah gives us in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the Torah ben Adam l'chaviroi. V'hayinu yecholim l'kayim oyison b'gedere hilchoiz derech eretz. Again, they can be fulfilled within the parameters of derech eretz. To give tzedakah, to fulfill my obligation. Not to harm anyone or to steal, whatever it is. To do chesed, but without love. אבל הקדוש ברוך הוא הופיע לנו באור פניו. He appeared to us fully, a full expression of the שכינה, וזה נסח אהבת חסד בליבנו, and poured אהבת חסד into our hearts. Here's an anecdote. פעם באיס איזה שמחה, once I was at the שמחה, ניגש אל היהודי, a Jew approached me, שהיה לפי השערסי בין 90 ולמעלה בזה. My estimate is it was at least 90 years old. לחץ יהודי בלבביוס, he shook my hand with enthusiasm, ואנבס חן, ושאל לשמי, and he asked me what my name is, ואני זה לא נע, responded. הוא חזר על שמי בהדגשה, he repeated my name, he emphasized the name, clearly, ונענה, and he said to me, לפנים בישראל, in my days, כאשר מישהו פגש יהודי שלא הכיר עושה מקודם, when somebody met another Jew that he didn't know from before, a new person, היה נשן שבח וידעה לריבונו שלנו. He would give שבח וידעה את השם שיש לו אוידס מילי אוהב. There's another person to love. נתאר לעצמנו את צורת כלל ישראל כאשר היה בספרתו. Just try to imagine the צורה of כלל ישראל in its glory. לפני כמה דורות, three generations ago, כמה חביבוס ולבביוס שררו ברחוב היהודי. How much just love and enthusiasm saturated the Jewish street. What can we answer in return? What can we say for ourselves? לכל הפחות, at the very least, אחרי תקופת עבודה ממושכת במידת החסד, after an extended period of time in מידת החסד, ננסה לעורר בקרבנו אהבת חסד. We need to try and stimulate within ourselves a love of חסד, לאהוב פעולי חסד, to love acts of חסד ולעשותם בכל לב, to do them with one's entire heart. מעתה נמשיך בפעולי של חסד יומיום. We're going to continue with the acts of חסד day by day. אך הפעם ננסה לעשותם ממש בלב שלם. We're going to try and do them really with a full heart, ולעורר בנו אהבת חסד. And to stimulate within us greater love of chesed. Ve'yesh kan makom lazhir, there's room to warn, to be cautious. Ulai riv ahavas chesed ye'avir se adam al da'atoy. Possibly over here, a person will go beyond the red line. His love of chesed will make him err and think. La'chashiv ki mutar lo laleches levakesh ma'aseh chesed. That he should go and pursue acts of chesed at the expense of his learning, and to think that this will lead him to be a reidev tzedakah v'chesed. Chalila lanu me'asis zeis. No, this is not the correct approach. Sherei Talmud Torah keneged kulam. That still remains. That hasn't been pushed aside, Talmud Torah. V'rak al devar mitzvah sheloi ani chipastiv el adevar bo elai. That's a paraphrase of Gemara in Moed Katan. If it's a devar mitzvah that I didn't pursue, it came to me. Ve'i efshar be'acher, nobody else can do it. I'm the one who has to do it. Ne'emar shudoche Talmud Torah. Such an act, Chazal rule, is doiche Talmud Torah. So one has to use one's judgment over here and not just drop everything for the sake of chesed. The 10th vowed. עד כמה שהצלחנו לעורר בליבנו אהבת חסד, to the extent that we've managed to stimulate within ourselves אהבת חסד, מסרימס מידה זו מגורם למעשים פרטיים לבועת כללי. So to the extent that we have succeeded, you'll find that this מידה then rises from individual acts to a more general perspective. מבט טוב על הכל. It leads one to be more positive about what one sees. Uvazen hiesa ahavas chesed lesignoin chayim. Ahavas chesed then becomes one's style of life. It becomes a way that a person lives. Baze anu magim lesugya rechava. And here we reach a very broad sugya. The pasuk says, Betzedek tishpoit amisecha. The simple pshat, talking about a court, a beis din, to judge righteously. Chazal darshan on a deeper level, have a dan es chavercha lechaf zechus. To be done lechaf zechus. Rashi, veloi bedin shebale dinin akasu medaber, ele borei chavero yise dava shavei chol yachayu lecet dava lecet zechus. Rashi says, when you see somebody doing something which is ambiguous, you can be machri lecet davera or lecet zechus. You can judge it favorably, or you can judge it otherwise. It's a little bit ambiguous. Hachrioi lizechus. That's the injunction over here. To dafka see it positively, not to suspect him of an avira, from Maseches Shevuos. Uvmas Lisnam, it's an express admission in Pirkei Avos, Vevei Don Eskol Ha'adam Lechaf Zechus. Kol Ma'aseh Shel Kol Adam Nitan Lishkol Avozam. Every act of every individual can be weighed up on a scale. Zakai Oy Chayav. Worthy or the opposite. Vezois. Mipnei She'ba'adam Po'alim Shnei Gormim. Because in a person there are two activators, Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. Lechol Ma'aseh Yechol Yes Makor B'Yetzer Zeh O B'Zeh. Every act can start from a source which is this Yetzer or that Yetzer. Kivan Shadam Roe La'inayim, since we only see superficially, Ve'ein De'eledud Yos Chokir Kleyos V'Lev, we're not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The author is paraphrasing a pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not just see the superficiality. He sees into the, literally, the heart and the kidneys. We cannot do that. We can only see superficially. We cannot see right through. Ein B'chokho L'kba B'vada'us Estiv Kol Ma'aseh Me'echan Unveh. We cannot determine definitively the quality of every act. Where does it stem from? Is this really from the Yetzer HaTov of that other person or the Yetzer HaRa? Al zeh nitztavinu ladun es kol adam lechaf zechus. So in those circumstances, we are commanded to judge the person favorably. Chazal lomdim chiyuv zeh mipasuk, betzedek tishpoit amisech. Chazal darshan this from the pasuk that we saw above, betzedek tishpoit amisech, to judge righteously, ki zehu tzedek. This is what the Torah calls tzedek. Hatzedek shel haTorah notet tamid lechaf zechus. The Torah's concept of justice always leans towards the tzad of zechus. Rak adam shuchzak kerasha. If a person already has a chazaka of a rasha, and we're not going to discuss here all the legal parameters, but when a person has a chazaka that is rasha mutar ledano lechuva, then one is permitted to judge him not favorably. Shelo yamru ela hachoshed bichsherim leke begufoi. The drasha of Resh Lakish, if I'm not mistaken, that hachoshed bichsherim leke begufoi. We learned this from Moshe Rabbeinu. A person suspects Kshirim will himself be struck by affliction. Miklal shachoshed birshaim ein roke. The implication being that a person is choshed, of course we're not talking about certainty, but if it's choshed rishaim, it's not roke. That's about it. Hadan lechaf zechus reitze shechaveroi yezakai. A person who's done lechaf zechus wants that the individual he's seeing, who's doing something dubious, perhaps ambiguous at least, he wants that this person should be zakai. Umchapes derechim kitzad lehavin ma'asav. So he searches for ways, how could I possibly interpret what he's doing? Shu al tzad kavanat tiva. That is, we can see it favorably. Sugiya shlema b'Shabbos kuf chavzayin. It's a very well-known sugiya. Vein Shabbos. Meva'eres inyan zev. In a sense, dugma'is. It gives us examples. Ad heichan yesh ladun adam lechav zechus. How far this can go. Extremes that one can go to. Tanu Rabbanan hadan chaveroi lechaf zechus danin oisei lizechus. There's a quid pro quo over here. A person who's done lechaf zechus will also be judged lechaf zechus. Umaase be'adam echad, here's an incident, shiyarad migalil ha'ilyoin v'niskar etzel ba'alabayis echad badarim shalosh shanim. He left his home in the upper Galilee and hired himself out as a laborer in the south of Eretz Yisrael for 3 years. Erev Yom HaKippurim, this is after the 3 years, at the end of the period of engagement, Amar lo ten li sechari ve'elech ve'izon es ishti uvonai. Pay up, I want to go back after these 3 years and support my wife and children. Amar lo ein li ma'ois. The Baal Abai said to him, I do not have money. Amar lo ten li perois, give me produce. Amar lo ein li. I have none. Teni karka, give me land. Ainli, I don't have. Teni behima, livestock. Ainli. Teni karim uksatois, to give me some furniture. Ainli. Hivshil keilav lachuirav v'alach leviseh b'fachei nefesh. The laborer left in a state of dejection. Le'acha ha'regel, after the regel. So this is not just a day or two, because this happened on Erev Yom Kippurim. We're talking about after the regel. After Sukkos. So it's 3 weeks, 2 weeks later. Natal Baal Abayis Secharoi Biyadoi. The Baal Abayis in the south took the entire sechar, the entire payment, ve'imoi masui shlosha chamurim, and he loaded 3 donkeys, echad shel ma'achal, one laden with food, ve'echad shel mishten, with beverages, ve'echad shel minei megadim, delicacies, ve'alach levesin. He went all the way up there to the Galilee. Acha she'achlu ve'shasu nasan l'schar. They had a feast, and then he paid the laborer his full wages. Omarle, the Balabai said to him, Beshaasha Amartali, Tendi Secharei, Amarti, Eni Mois. When he told me, I want to be paid up, and I told you, I have no money, Bamecha Shadetani, what do you suspect me of? What did you think? Omarti, says the laborer, responded, I said to myself, Shema Bakmatia Bezol Nizdamnalich, Velakachtubahin. Maybe a deal, you came across a deal, merchandise for cheap, and used all your money, so you had no liquidity. That's what I thought to myself. You used your money to buy, to get into a good deal. When you said to me, give me livestock, and I said, I don't have. So what did you suspect? The laborer replied, maybe you rented out the livestock to others. When I said to you, give me land, when you said to me, give me land, and I said, I don't have. So what did you suspect me? Again, it was rented out. Maybe you leased the land lease to others. When I told you, I have no produce to give you. I said to myself, well, maybe he hasn't had a chance to take maaser, and therefore the fruit can't be given. When I said to you, I have no furnishings to give you, household goods. Maybe he's makdish, all he owns, to Shamayim. He made it hekdish. That's an expression of an oath. That's exactly what happened. Initially, my son Hurkanus wasn't involved in Torah, and therefore I made a neder to give everything to Hekdesh. But then I was released from a neder. You, just as you judge me favorably, so may Hashem judge you favorably. These are such remote svaros. To be able to say, maybe something came up and he has no liquidity and he doesn't have this and that and the other, it's so removed and so remote. יש לדון אדם לחף זכוס. כל כך יש להסתכל בעין טובה על כל אדם, ולרצס דווקא לראות כל מעשיו נובעים ממקורתו, and to try, to want to see that his actions stem from a good source. מכאן שאנו צריכים לחפש אצל בן אדם דווקא מעלויס. This is of course an indication that we have to look for מעלויס by other people, but to look for positive aspects of others, הפך מדרך העולם. The opposite of what normally happens, ששמיק ראויס רואים תכף. We see the deficiencies immediately, they stand out. ומהמעלויס מסעלמים, but we ignore the good elements of other people. הרי לנו עוד עניין לעבודה. Here's the exercise of here. עניין in עבודה, לדון חברים לכף זכוס, to judge people favorably, ולחפש מעלויס לבני אדם, to look for positive aspects of people, ונסלמד בזה שלוש פעמים בכל יום. We should train in this exercises 3 times per day, תקופה ממושכת, for a lengthy period, עד שנסגל בזה, until we become accustomed to this. עד כאן.